Phil, you're welcome to Lifeline.
Thanks very much. Good morning, Ogo. Thanks for having me here.
Okay, so I know you guys have been doing a lot of work, and I happened to meet you during one of the sponsored walks.
Yes, yes, that was a great success. Yeah, we had a nice day walking around Malahide Castle.
Yeah, so I'd just like to know, so tell me about your work as a fundraiser for the Pastoral Centre.
Okay, initially I'm a member of the Pastoral Council in Priorswood, and we got funding in 2011 from the Dublin Diocesan Building Fund to build a small pastoral centre on the grounds of the church in Priorswood. And initially it was meant to cost 250,000, and we thought we had the money to build, which would have been fantastic. But because of building costs and various other difficulties along the way, the cost now has escalated to 425,000 to complete the project. Okay. And I stepped in the fundraising part to see what I could do with a small subcommittee and very hardworking people, I have to say.
Okay.
And we came together to see how can we get the shortfall that we need to get this centre built, because if we don't get the centre built this year, the funding goes back and we lose the opportunity to build. So it's a race against the clock now.
Okay.
And we are left with 55,000 to fundraise in the space of this year.
Okay, so when you say in the space of this year, is it from now till December or?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So from now till December, you need to raise 55,000 euros.
So, and I suppose at this stage we're just aware that the building costs are going up all the time, so our greatest wish now is to see the sod turned, the diggers on site, and just get it up and running.
Okay, and you can start building now. You must have the amount complete.
Yes, we must have the amount before we're allowed build, because of the stipulations from the funding sources that we got the funding from. So that's a bit of a what would you say, it's a bit stressful to say the least, but you know, we're determined to do it. And we launched a major fundraising campaign in October, and the Garda Band came out to the parish, and it was a fantastic success, and it raised 2,000 euro on the night. And we've been beavering away in the background since, and we've had collections in Northside Shopping Centre. People might see us with our distinctive grey t-shirts with the blue writing on it, a building centre on the front. And, you know, we're very grateful to the people who are contributing to those collections. In addition to that, we've been running cake knitting sales. We had a Christmas raffle, and you know, we're just going non-stop. There will be a fundraising event every month for the rest of this year.
Okay, so well, you've gone quite far, but that's not enough.
That's right.
And then you need as much help and support as you can get.
Absolutely. You know, anybody listening today, we'd especially like to make an appeal to maybe the local businesses who maybe have had a bit better of a year last year than previous years due to recession. We'd be asking them maybe if there's anyone out there that might like to adopt us as their charity for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a 1 year only appeal that we're looking for to local businesses. Anything they can give us would be most gratefully appreciated.
Because this building just must happen this year.
It has to happen, and it has to happen for the whole community. You know, the centre, when it's built, it'll certainly be a place of welcome and support for the whole community in Priorswood. And I know of people that are telling me they're bussing it to Finglas, to Ballymun, to Darndale to do their yoga classes or their line dancing, or, you know, all sorts of activities that are going on. And my heart sinks every time I hear that, because I think, wow, you know, they could be doing it in Priorswood, and it's a shame, really. It's great that they have the resources outside, but it would be so much nicer if they didn't have to travel by bus or car out to do these things, you know.
Okay, so bringing you around that, so what facilities will be available when this is finished?
Yeah, we will have some FOSS workers in, and they will be a great help in running the centre. And every morning we hope to have a morning drop in for tea and coffee, where anyone passing can come in, have a chat, maybe read the paper and just liaise with other people like themselves. And also we'd be encouraging parents with toddlers who might pop in and have a cuppa, so as the toddlers can mix together, and we hope to have a kiddies corner where they can play with toys and maybe draw pictures and stuff. In addition to this, we hope to have an information resource centre where, you know, anybody with difficulties could come in and talk to people who are trained to listen. And if they have difficulties, we might have a list of referral agencies where they can make a phone call and get the appropriate help that they need.
Okay.
And Dublin City Council will be, they have contributed a bit towards the funding of this also. So we hope that they will hold a clinic for half day a week. That will benefit people that, you know, maybe have to travel further afield with their difficulties. So it'll be wonderful to have them as a resource in the area as well. And, you know, we hope to open it up to, you know, the local community. You know, if anybody wants to run a yoga class or a painting class or active age activities, or, you know, there's an endless array of things that can be done once the centre is built.
Okay. So from yoga classes to a mother and toddler group, Dublin City Centre, and maybe will you open it to people that would like to do training for other people?
Absolutely, yes. We hope to provide training and try and get youth leadership in, you know, youth participation, because we feel that's the way of the future. You know, we'd love to see more of the youth becoming involved and becoming leaders in their community as well. So we see that as a really important way forward as well.
Okay. What if people can't fundraise, but maybe they are a master of a particular kind of craft, like painting or building? Can they come in and help?
Absolutely, yes. Mm. You know, we do believe it's a place for everyone, and everybody has individual skills. And, you know, it really, I can't stress enough, it really is for everybody, and everybody has something to give to their community.
No, what I'm saying is, when the building eventually starts off, and people are the local community, that maybe if you have local builders, are they allowed to come in and help in order to reduce the cost?
Oh, local builders, yes. Mm. Unfortunately, because of the stipulations of the grant, we have to adhere strictly to the... It's kind of strict criteria on how to build. So, yes, in another ideal situation, it would be fantastic to have local builders in and, you know, anybody hands-on that could do work for us. But because of the stipulations of the grant, unfortunately, that won't be able to happen. I think the only approval we have would be when it would be built, that people could come in for local painting and, you know, basic things to do with maintenance around the building.
Okay. So I know you're organising a charity bingo night, which at Panel GAA.
That's correct,
so,
yes.
And it's this coming Thursday on the 19th.
That's right.
February.
It's at 8:30 in Parnell's GAA Club on the 19th. It begins at 8:30, and it's all cash prizes. The books will be €10. There will be a jackpot on the night and a raffle on the night. So okay. We're hoping, you know, as many as possible would like to come and join us on that night to give us a bit of a boost and a bit of support for what we're trying to do. So we're looking forward to the night, and we hope it'll be a great success.
Okay. Then the first prize was the cash. Because I know some people would like to know.
No, you have to know on that day. You've got me on that one. I really don't know the first cash prize, and I should. But there is a very expert crew coming in on the night to run the bingo, so they will be able to say what it is. But I would imagine it's the norm, like all the bingo halls around.
Okay. So aside from the bingo night, what other things, events are happening?
Yeah, our next venture after that will be a bric-a-brac sale, and that'll be in St. Francis Junior School on Saturday the 28th of March, and that'll be from 12 till 4 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So that's our next venture after that. We have had quite a bit of fundraising up to now, and we're getting together then to do the full programme for the rest of the year. We did actually write to Daniel O'Donnell to ask him would he come and do a fundraiser in the parish church, which would be absolutely fantastic if it happens. And if Daniel's listening now, I invite him to come along.
Okay.
We haven't heard back from him yet, but we're praying hard that he might just consider us, and that would be a tremendous boost if he would do that for us.
Okay. So, what are the threats that you're facing right now?
I suppose a race against time.
Okay.
You know, we can go and we, you know, to date in the last 6 months, between donations so far and all the fundraising we've done, and it's extremely hard. Like, I mean, we've had people in their 70s, in their 80s backpacking for us at Northside before Christmas. Okay. So the enthusiasm is really there. But the race against time, you can only bring so much in, and we're very grateful for what we can bring in from those fundraisers. But, you know, we really, really need a big one. I suppose that's what I'm saying. So as we can really have the money to see this through.
So if people would like to fundraise for you, where do they go to get information? What do they need to do? Who should they contact?
Absolutely. If they, you know, they can pass by the parish house in Priorswood. It's in the grounds of the church in Priorswood on Clonshock Drive. And, you know, put their ideas in an envelope, leave a contact number, and we will get back to them really soon. And also there's an email address if they want to email their ideas to us. And the email address will be Priorswood Parish, PRIORSWWOD PARISH, and that's all one word, at yahoo.ie.
Okay, so you've heard Phil. They surely need your support. This building definitely has to go start off before December. It will be a wonderful Christmas gift to the community. So yes, if this is something you'd like to do, please do contact them via the email and the phone numbers that she has mentioned. Phil, thank you so much.
And thank you, Olga, for having me on.